really, if you are ready, before we get into more of the questions and such, just a little bit about yourself, some of that background that people would find interesting.
Sure. Well, I moved to Burlington originally in 2006. I say originally because after I moved here, I left to go to school up in Iowa City. So I was gone for 4 to 5 years getting my bachelor's degree, which I got. I have one in psychology. And then after that, I moved back. I currently live with my wife and my one-year-old daughter. And I'm also now attending, I'm going back to school now, actually, for a nursing degree, so I'm staying busy. Originally, though, I'm from Orion, Illinois, and happy to be in Burlington.
What made you decide, if you're going back to school, young family and such, that you wanted to take the time to serve on the Burlington City Council?
I don't know if it's a positive or negative about myself, but I am I'm almost overly ambitious, where I've got to keep myself busy, and there's just a lot that I want to get done, and I don't like to just pass things off. I spoke to my wife about it, and I had her support, and that was pretty much all I needed to throw my hat in the ring.
Was it an issue? Was it just what's going on? What prompted you to even consider it?
The main thing is Burlington's current financial state, I would say, is what was the issue that most interests me. That's why I would like to be on the city council.
What about it? What do you feel that is being addressed too much, is not being addressed? What is it about that you would look at?
What I would do is I've been looking at this different budgeting system, whereas currently Burlington has, you know, the traditional line item incremental budgeting, and I'm very interested in, and I'm very much so in favor of an outcome based budget, where instead of where expenses are increased or decreased a percentage from the prior year, outcome based budgeting, you know, it's more unique in that it involves the community. It's very community based. To find out what the residents' priorities are to guide the council's decision making, and it's, you know, as it's titled, it's outcome based. You find out what the citizens want done. You allocate your money to those outcomes.
So in essence, it'd be. Well, really, we can kind of go an example off of your own. As a citizen right now, where would your priorities be in the budget?
In the budget, my priorities would go towards public safety, I always think is a huge one, and then infrastructure of the city. More specifically, one of my other main interests is the Cascade Bridge situation. It's been closed for 5 or 6 years now. I forget the exact date, but that's about 5 or 6 years too long.
So the way your plan would work is you would put more money towards public safety, toward infrastructure, specifically Cascade Bridge, and then maybe areas that are not as high a priority wouldn't get the same degree of funding as those areas. Am I picturing that right?
You're picturing that correct. If I were to say, be speaking for the entire community of Burlington, more money would be sent to those places to get those outcomes completed.
How would you address, I mean, obviously that's kind of on the budgeting side, but right now the biggest issue in the city must address a couple of major shortfalls after budgeting for the franchise fee and then having the voters reject that and then having less revenue coming in. Where do you cut? I mean, what areas have you identified or would you try to identify for cuts?
Well, first of all, I would say that I voted that, and I also voted against that, so I'm not upset that, you know, franchise fee was not passed. I would say that you know, I'm always for, like, if we can find places to cut the budget instead of raising taxes on nearly everything, I would always be for that. And I'm not saying I don't want to cut jobs and everything along that line. You know, we need all the public employee workers that we have. But for example, one way to save money would perhaps looking into alternative fuels for, you know, our trash pickup trucks or our public transport, you know, buses.
In terms of, I mean, it looking at a broader, I mean, if we're talking, that I know the city manager has mentioned needing to cut $1 million. I mean, are there, some are saying it's either going to be a major property tax hike or it's going to be a lot of people. Do you think that there could be ways around those two to address that type of shortfall?
You're saying like a property tax increase?
Yeah. Basically, with this type of, I mean, they've got to clear the shortfall, but to make up for that, they've either a big property tax hike or cutting personnel because of past cuts and stuff. It's to that level. Do you think there could be an alternative to make up such a large number?
Yeah, there's alternatives. You know, I don't want to quote this number, you know, to be exact, but when I looked through the budget, it's an exhaustive, it's a very long, I don't know, it's like, I want to say 300 pages long, but I want to say that the amount of diesel fuel we spend on in from the city is, I wanted to say around $600,000 a year. I could be off. I'm just trying to remember when I looked through the budget mm-hmm. the first time what it was, and that number could about be cut in half if you went with natural gas fueled vehicles, a cleaner burning fuel, much, much cheaper there. Also, you know, as on another way, not so much as cutting jobs, but when people retire, perhaps you don't refill their position right away, or you expand responsibilities of the people who we have working, so not a need to hire more people in.
What do you see with the library budget? That seems to be one that people talk about a lot, and that can be an area for cuts.
It's been having its fair share of cuts. You know, that's a hard one because, you know, libraries, and it's extremely important, you know, it's important to have a good library and a library system that goes in with, you know, with helping with education. And I would say that I can't, if the two choices were, you know, hitting the library with some cuts or raising taxes, you know, I'd have to vote for cutting the budget to the library.
When it comes to issues that are not finance-related, are there any that stand out for you as priorities or issues that you see as top needing to be addressed, maybe outside of finances and budget books and such?
Outside of finances and budget books. Like I said about what I was going for before was, you know, I think, you know, having unparalleled public safety would that's another issue that I'm very, I'm passionate about that. Just, yesterday there was a gas station broke into here, and the day before, there's, like, recently there's been a couple of, there's a lot of break-ins, robberies. There's, if you ever look at the police blotter for Burlington, there's too much crime here, and I would definitely be for reallocating some money from some other place to, to add some new officers or just make a visible presence known of our public safety figures.
That goes, I would assume that goes back to your idea of kind of more priority budgeting. You would even like to see more money for police and such, just to have more officers out and about.
You are correct.
In terms of the police, another issue, and kind of as we wind down here, the police station has been talked about a lot. A new location, the city says, is needed. What do you think should be done with that location of the current police station?
Well, there's been a lot of talk about a joint police force between Burlington and Des Moines County, which I think is a good idea. I'm not ever going to say I don't want more, more safety figures in our community. However, I do believe that it needs to be, extremely a positive move for both the county and the city. And if not every board supervisor for Des Moines County was for it, I wouldn't want to put any pressure on them to vote, for that move. But in terms of the building itself, I don't want to go against what I said before, but I would prioritize more of the actual police force than their building. Perhaps when we're not in such a tight budget situation, when things got a little more, a little more ground there, we could approach a new police building.